This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Jake and I are still talking about how ridiculously low the odds are that we would have both missed the second half of the same game, 25 years ago, the Nokia Sugar Bowl, Virginia Tech versus Florida State National Championship. And our dads both just happened to send us to me. I was telling you at halftime, so we couldn't see the second half. I was like, basically, I just laid there like pissed off the whole time that I couldn't watch the game. So I might as well just watch the game. But I think my dad was making a point more so than anything. So, all right. Skydiving. Would you ever go skydiving?
I have been invited to do it. And I think if I was younger, I just got past the age of like, I don't think so anymore.
Okay. So if it was 10 years ago, would you have done it then?
Yeah. Yeah.
You would have? So my wife likes to do like skydiving. She's done it twice now. She's always wanted to bungee jump, do all this stuff. And I'm so much the opposite. If it wasn't for her, I would have never been on a roller coaster in my life, like any of these things. Part of it is my size. I am very aware that if something's going to go wrong, being heavier does not help my chances of things going right. This is not lost on me. In fact, the first roller coaster I ever went on was in St. Louis going into my rookie year this summer. And so I sit down. I'm not excited about this thing at all. I sit down and I'm supposed to pull the thing forward to lock me in. It won't lock in because I'm too freaking big. So we start to go and there's immediately a huge drop. And I'm like pointing to the thing at the guy. No. He just goes like this. Like he was like an early 20s guy. He just went like this. He just waved at me and smiled as I went by. And I'm like, I'm going to die. I'm going to go flying off this thing and I'm going to die. Obviously, I did not die. I survived. Oh, we did, I don't know, a bunch of roller coasters that day. A few years later, we went to Vegas. We did like the New York, New York. My son's football team, when they played at Nationals in Florida, we went to SeaWorld, did like a bunch of roller coasters that day. So I've gotten to the point where I will force myself to do things just for the sake of forcing myself to do things, because I've realized the less you're willing to try things and less you're willing to push your boundaries, the closer the boundaries keep getting to you over time. And I don't like that. I like that less than I am scared of certain things. Okay. So I'm to the point I had to get over flying. I had no choice. I hate tight spaces and I hate heights. So that was a wonderful recipe of getting in a bunch of airplanes over time, but I had to get over it. Okay. The one thing I did try, because I don't like deep water either, but I've kind of gotten over most of these things. They don't bother me. Like heights don't bother me as much. Deep water doesn't bother me as much. Like roller coasters, I'm still not a big fan of it, but sure, I'll go do it. No problem. I'll keep their name out of it. There was an individual who also went on the roller coasters that day in Orlando. They'd never been on one before, sat next to me, passed out.
Oh, no.
Pretty much did the whole ride, passed out 5 seconds in, did the whole ride, passed out. Even in the picture, they're like, you know, we get the picture later. They ended up doing 4 roller coasters that day, to their credit. Mm. There was the worst one there. I forget what it was called. We did it once. And then, of course, everyone wanted to go back and do it again. They were standing next to me in line. We're about to get on the roller coaster for the second time, the second ride. All of a sudden, this person is just gone. I can't find him anywhere. I saw him about 90 minutes later. They just started laughing when they saw me and shaking their head like, that wasn't going to happen again, man. There is no way that was going to happen again. I was like, I understand. That one was pretty, it was definitely the most extreme one they have at SeaWorld. And I don't remember all the names. People who've been there can probably talk about it. The one thing I tried when I was trying to push boundaries that did not go well, this was going into, I think, my second year at St. Louis. I forget what they're called. It's like underwater helmets that you put on. And like there's a tube that ties to the oxygen in the boat. And you take a ladder down and you walk on the bottom of the ocean.
Okay.
And it's like an oxygen helmet you put on and you walk on the bottom of the ocean. In fact, I just saw people doing it the other day on this thing on X, and a lady actually, her feet got caught in the air and flipped around and the thing came off. One of the divers grabbed her, took her to the top. I'm sure she was fine. So again, I'm big. There are inherent problems that come with that. I put the helmet on. Immediately, it starts to fog up. I'm a heavy breather. If you're in a car with me and the windows fog, it's probably my fault. I'm just going to tell you. It immediately starts to fog up. And I'm like, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to force myself to do this. So I get on the ladder to go climb down to the bottom And again, you the bottom of the ocean is not like hundreds of feet away. We're talking 20, 30 feet below. And I climb to the bottom and the thing is just completely fogged over. I can't see jack and I freak out. I'm like, I don't like being at the bottom here. I don't like deep water. 20, 30 feet was extremely deep to me at that point in time. I can't see anything. Everybody else is, I can see, I can like clear it quick enough to see that everybody else is having a blast, which just made me madder. And I'm like, I'm out. I like hit the guy because he wouldn't look at me because he can't hear me. I like hit him in the shoulder and I said, and I pointed up and I think he could see I was not playing around. We went up. I felt like such a loser just sitting in the boat while everyone else is having a blast for like the next 45 minutes. One of the maddest times I've ever been at myself in my life. I felt like I had the game winning touchdown run and the ball in my hands, ready to cross the goal line to win the Super Bowl. And I fumbled. Like that's how upset I was at myself. Like I took this very personally. All right. I've come a long way since then. My wife, you have to be 19 to go skydiving. When she turned 19, she went skydiving again, out in Weeping Water. London or Lincoln Sports Parachute Club, I think is what it's called. All right. And they do a great job out there. And so we randomly ran into Bill, the guy who was her tandem instructor. She was a tandem skydive. She's strapped to him. He's the one who knows everything. Okay. And make sure she lands safely. They jumped out together. He makes sure the, you know, parachute's working, guides them down. She actually got to like guide the parachute for a little bit too. I think that kind of freaked her out, but he was telling her what to do and he hopped in if there was any issues. We're outside Memorial Stadium in a game like 5 years ago, and we're like, we hadn't seen him in 15 years. We're like, wait, don't we? And he looked at us like, wait, don't I know? And we're like, wait, you're that? Yeah, you're that. And so anyways, we connected about 5 years ago and kind of randomly kept touch from time to time on Facebook. So again, I'm like, what do I do for her 40th birthday? She's not even going to be in town. I'm going to be running around with the five kids here in Lincoln, here and there with all the kids. I was like, because some people, as they get older, they don't like to do things they once did.
Yeah.
And when you become a parent, especially moms, I've noticed sometimes their parental instincts kick in.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I was like, man, I think she'd still be interested in skydiving. So I hit up Bill. He got right back to me. We set it up for last night. All the kids could come. So they got to see mom skydive. So it was interesting. We hadn't seen, I didn't remember seeing Bill 5 years ago. It was Angie and Bill that saw each other. I was like standing next to her, but I was engulfed in conversation. So I hadn't actually remembered seeing him in 20 years. And so, but there was Bill. It was the same place. Bill's the same tandem instructor. And then he's like, that's the guy that flew the plane 20 years ago. So same pilot, same plane. All right. And so they go up and I was like, well, we have six additions here that we didn't have 20 years ago. He's like, yeah, I follow you. I'm aware. So anyways, my 14-year-old wanted to go up in the plane with her, but you have to be 19 just to go in the plane. Mm. Well, you can go up, but if they're going to open the door for any reason, you have to be 19 to be in the plane. So she couldn't go. And when the first time Angie went, I went up in the plane, much to my chagrin. I did not want to go. I didn't want to be in the plane. I didn't want to be anywhere near an open freaking door. I didn't want to be, I was not there at that point in life. I did it because I'm such a wonderful boyfriend and husband and I love her so much. And I was willing to sacrifice my life if things went wrong. And actually, I've got an interesting story about that because things about went wrong, at least in my eyes, about 20 years ago. So anyways, they go up and luckily, not luckily, but there was two other guys, so I couldn't go up this time. Nobody else was old enough as far as my kids. So we all watched from the ground. They recorded a video so we could watch the whole video. They opened the door. The other two guys, like one guy jumped out of 4,000 feet. The other guy jumped out of like 9. Angie and Bill tandem dived to 10. So you could like see that the one guy just like fell out backwards laughing. Like, you're nuts. What's wrong with you? But some of these guys have actually landed in Memorial Stadium before games. Oh, okay. Like, that's how good they are at this. They're literally professionals, so they do a great job. And so they jump out of the plane. We can actually see everything really well from where we're at. They end up landing. I think she's okay with me telling this. I ended up splitting her pants a little bit, but she had some shorts, so I went and got those for her, so she was good. But they got a video of Eric. We got a video from 20 years ago, which is still in a box somewhere. We got to find it because we got to compare it to the video from yesterday. Great video. Like, you can see them while they're in the plane. The guy's jumping out, then they jump out. You can see it while they're flying down. You can see it while Angie's trying to, like, guide the parachute. It was pretty cool. She seemed like she had a great time. So, as a husband, I think I did okay. Because on Friday, I was talking with DP, and I think Nick, maybe it was Thursday, because you weren't there. Were you there when I was trying to figure out what to do?
I think so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, I think I did a good job. I think she's happy.
Yeah, yeah.
So the story from 20 to 21 years ago, she turned 40, so it had been 21 years ago, and she was 19. So we go up in the plane. I so wanted to say something to this pilot yesterday, but I just didn't see a point. He's much, much older now. I was like, let the older gentleman be. First of all, I want him to fly safely with my wife and get her back down here in a minute. Well, Bill's going to get her down safely. He needs to take her up safely. So I'm up in the plane. Well, let me backtrack. So they go through a whole instructional video. You know, if something goes wrong, here's what you do if you need to be in charge. Like, if something happens to Bill or something goes wrong. So she knew how to use the parachute. At least, you know, she had an hour's worth of instructions, not an expert. But like, if something happened, she was set to go. They come over to me and they're like, you're going up in the plane. Again, it's 21 years ago. I was like, yes, I'm going up in the plane. They're like, you need to wear this. I was like, well, I'm not jumping. They're like, you need to wear it. So I put it on. I've got the whole everything, the parachute and everything. I'm like, all right, what do I do? They're like, you don't need to know. You're not jumping. I was like, so I have to wear it, but I have no idea what to do. Okay, well, whatever. So we're up in the plane. And Bill told me yesterday, I didn't know this. He goes, he went over to the pilot. It's a small plane, like a 4-person plane. I actually forgot how small they were until I saw it again yesterday. I didn't know this. He goes to the pilot. He goes, are we going to get off the ground with him in there? And we got off the ground. But I didn't know. He, like, I legit asked the pilot, like, are we going to get off the ground? We did get off the ground. So we're up in the air. So here's the door that opens. Like, let's say this is the plane flying that way. If you try to envision it, if you're not watching on the tube of viewer television, but on the right-hand side is the door that opens where you can jump out. Okay. And we had a video guy 21 years ago. It was all firsthand yesterday. So the video guy was by the door. Then on the left side was the pilot, and I'm sitting behind him. All right. The video guy is by the door, and Angie and Bill, 21 years ago, are behind him, so kind of next to me. The door opens at 10,000 feet. The video guy literally gets out on the side of the plane. He's hanging by the side of the plane as he's recording. So first of all, that blew my ever-loving mind.
Was this back like 2005? Was this like a huge VHS tape, or was it better by then? Or was it smaller?
I think it was a DVD.
Okay, fair
pretty
enough.
Sure it was a DVD.
Yeah, yeah, smaller deal.
So he's hanging by the side of the freaking plane, recording as Bill and Angie go towards the open door, and I'm like, that's crazy. He's just hanging onto the side of a plane. So then he finally drops. Okay, but he's like falling backwards, recording up, so he can record them as they leap out. So they leap out of a perfectly good airplane. My dad's mind was blown. He's like, wait, you're dating a woman who jumps out of perfectly good airplanes? I'm like, yes, she's awesome. And I actually just told my dad right before we started the show, she did it again. And he's like, oh, she's awesome, but I don't know. I don't know about her, Adam. I don't know. So anyways, the cameraman's like falling backwards so he can film up. Bill and Angie jump out immediately afterwards. The door is still open. So the pilot's here, the open door is here, I'm here. I'm looking straight to my right, and I'm taking pictures. That was my job. Okay, she had a brand new fancy camera, she loves pictures. And I'm taking pictures as they jump out, and I'm like, cool, I can chill now. The pilot immediately flips the plane like this. So if you think about it, the open door is here, I am here, looking straight down at 10,000 feet through an open door. There's no, I'm not seatbelted in. Dude, I was like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. The realization that I have no idea how to use this parachute became very apparent very quickly. And he's like circling like this with the plane like this. And I am just freaking out. I don't think he can hear me because it's very loud in the plane, especially with the open door and whatnot. You know, it takes him, what, 10 minutes, 5 minutes to land or whatever. So finally, we end up landing. I did not fall through the open door into 10,000 feet, thank goodness. I freaked out. He levels the plane. We finally land. He just kind of sits there quietly, turns around, looks at me, and he goes, the pilot, I probably should have told you I was going to do that, huh? Oh, my gosh. I was like, yeah, you should have told me. And he goes, just so you know, you had a camera, and I was trying to make it so you could take pictures from above down below.
Oh, it was all for you to begin with.
I was like, well, that's awesome. Next time, give me a heads up, or maybe just don't do it. That'd be even better. So anyways, Angie, her and Bill arrive. They arrive. Everything's good to go. We got the video. We got to find the video. It's in boxes somewhere from 21 years ago. We got the video from yesterday. So I tell Angie all this. And obviously, everything's good. This is like an hour later after they've landed. She goes, is the camera okay? Like, doesn't ask how I'm doing. By the way, she's a very loving wife, very wonderful woman. Okay. How's the camera? Is the camera okay? Doesn't ask how I'm doing. The camera was wonderfully fine. But anyways, if you are ever interested in skydiving or know someone who might be, Lincoln Sports Parachute Club. No payment for this. They just do a great job. I now have two daughters who want to go do it. My 14-year-old and my 12-year-old want to go do it. My 15-year-old son, not so much, but that's okay. So they didn't pay us for that or anything, but they just do a great job. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk a little bit more sports when we come back.